and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair One, ready to go for another show. Alongside Terry Tackett, who's, I'll tell you what, he's put in a lot of hours with that election coverage. Everybody did such a great job. Terry Tackett and Scott and Glenn and... Linda and everybody. I'm going to miss somebody, but everybody just did a great job on the election coverage. And Sean, Mary Ellen, the mayor stopped by. And Terry, how was it, buddy? You were down at that Republican headquarters.
Yeah, I was. Buddy, it was a long day.
I bet.
The shining light of the whole thing was they fed me good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
All right.
Oh, man, I ate good.
What all they have to eat down
Nate,
there?
Man, they had, oh, my goodness. The thing that I liked that was really good, they had taco lasagna, Nate.
Ooh.
Really
sounds
good.
Sounds good, yeah.
But they just had, I mean, they just
did they
had,
have potluck style?
Yes, they sure
potluck
did.
Potluck style.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They had a meat and cheese tray, just... all kinds of stuff, just and super gracious. I mean, just really, really, not, you know. And of course, I filled up, you know.
Sure, yeah.
So, somebody made some chili that was really good. I didn't get to try it, but man, boy, it looked really good too, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
So I had somebody had made some homemade sliders that were really good. I had a couple of those.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Those were really good. I'm a sucker for basically any meat and cheese tray, so I kind of just had that, you know, the you just get the toothpicks and you know, and
yeah,
and then somebody had some townhouse, you know, I just like that, like cheese and crackers type, so I had that, and
yeah,
and then somebody made some homemade like nacho dip or something that I had with.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of picked all night, you know. Somebody brought in some gourmet cookies. Oh my God, they were delicious. Like I need cookies, but I mean they were delicious, man. And,
so yeah, had a fed you down there. And,
so yeah, I mean, so that's the thing. If I ever do an event like that, just don't worry about anything. Just make sure you feed me. That's I'll get you on the radio. Just feed me. That's all you get. But no, you're right. I mean, it was a collective effort from all of us. I'm so proud of our team here. You know, I think we did really well. But boy, am I tired!
I bet you are.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm tired.
Well,
man.
Feel free to relax.
Thank
feel
you.
Feel free to relax.
Nate, have
sir.
A great show. Thank you.
All right. It is 4:19 on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're tuned in today. We've got trivia like usual. Giving away a Dollar General gift card today. And so hopefully that interests you. And you can go out there and get yourself a nice drink. Get yourself whatever you want out there at Dollar General. So that's what we're giving away this afternoon. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Oh, yeah, I want to say thanks to Pastor Craig as well. He stopped in last week and gave us a couple of Burger King gift cards, which we're going to be giving away in the future. And that was pretty cool, wasn't it, Terry?
Yeah. Did you hear his statement last night, Nate? I went down to the Board of Elections and he called in and said he had bail money for me. So I just wanted to let Pastor Craig know he can keep his – I don't need his bail money because I didn't get too rowdy down there.
Okay. You stayed civil.
That's right. Yeah.
No, good deal. Good deal. All right. Well, let's see. What have we been up to this week? Oh, we went to a really good place to eat. We went down. If you get on 71 North, just go out on 95, get on 71 North, and go to exit 97, Route 97. Get off there. There's a Der Dutchman there that everybody usually eats at, but everybody misses a nice jewel of a restaurant called the Buckeye Express Diner. The Buckeye Express Diner, what it is, it's an old train. And you can eat inside the old train cars. And what you do is you just, it's a little different. You walk in, you order off the menu, and you sit wherever you want. But they take real good care of you. I got a pizza burger and fries, and they give you a mound of fries, I'll tell you what. And my wife, Amber, she got a big, huge sub. She thought it was a little sandwich, but it ended up being just about a foot long. And she got the fries, too, and then their desserts. Oh, we usually don't get dessert, but we got dessert that day. Oh, a peanut butter pie and a cheesecake. Man, you talk about delicious. So, if you ever want to go on a little road trip, just go 95 71 North to Route 97, where the Big Dirt Dutchman is. Get off there. But go to the Buckeye Express Diner. You will absolutely love it.
Well, Nate, just one question, though, real quick. Just, I'm a sucker. What were the fries? Were they those big, thick-cut fries, or were they the...
Well, they were about medium-cut.
Okay.
Medium-cut fries.
Because steak fries are pretty good.
Yeah, the steak fries are thick. I wouldn't consider these steak fries, but they were about medium-cut. They weren't real crunchy, but they weren't real soft either.
Because when I go to a place like that, I'm real picky about fries. I don't know why, but I just am.
Yeah, they didn't have the skins on them, but they were browned pretty good.
That's good.
Yep.
But they weren't burnt, but they were just and cooked.
Right. Yes, they weren't burnt, but they were cooked real good.
Good.
They give you plenty of ketchup. And they say, hey, any other sides that you want, free of charge. They didn't ding you extra for any other sides.
What all they have?
Oh, they had different kind of sauces.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They had some of that. Coleslaw. And they had a whole menu of sides.
I've seen your pictures on there. They look good.
Oh, yeah. They were good.
I wanted to ask about that because I'm picky about
the
fries.
Picky about the fries. Yeah. They were good fries. And if you get a chance on what's on the plate, see the video and I show the fries and you'll get an idea what they look like. But they were good fries. They Buckeye.
I am picky about fries.
Yeah, Buckeye Express Diner.
In any place out of these fast food places.
Yeah,
I always critique the fries. That's what I
now. Burger King's one of my tops. What about yourself?
Yeah, well, I like those ones, Nate, but I really, honestly, probably like these new ones that Wendy's came out with now.
Okay, those have been in the past month or two, have they?
Yeah,
I haven't tried
them
yet.
They're not bad.
All right.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, gosh, probably my top five. I like seasoned fries too, though.
Yeah, so, seasoned fries.
So I like
you
Arby's,
like Rally's,
yeah, Arby's, curly
Arby's,
fries,
yeah, curly
and,
fries,
and Rally's are probably my one and two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
And then I'm like you. I'd probably go Burger King. And and then I like these Wendy's fries. Then maybe McDonald's.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I tell you, underrated fries that are really good are Kentucky Fried Chicken, if you get the chicken
right.
Sandwich.
Yeah,
those are some good
fries. But I understand what you mean about the fries. You
want to
be right. Yeah, you want a good side of fries.
Yeah.
You want to be good. Yeah.
Either give me a bunch of fries or make sure I have a bunch of ketchup.
Right. Yeah, they give you a bunch of fries and then two big old things of ketchup, and they come by. Oh, honey, if you want any more ketchup, just let us know. We'll bring
it
right out. That's my kind of
place right
there. And then you go up and get your own drinks. As much as you want, wide open, just a wide open drink, so you never run dry.
Because that's the other thing too, is I'm picky about drinks too.
Yes,
I mean
that's what gets your a good tip.
Right.
Well, Don't let me run dry.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. If I go somewhere, make sure I have enough to drink.
Yeah,
that's all.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, but I like I say, I don't know why, but here lately I've just been really picky about fries.
Uh-huh.
I had some from Applebee's that were terrible.
Oh boy. Okay. You want to get a good fry.
It was the one at Polaris. I thought they were, but the Applebee's there was terrible.
Okay.
Then a place that was underrated that I had what they technically aren't fries. I guess I don't know if you call them home fries or what. But the Waffle House.
The Waffle House. Okay. Good fries.
Hot
fries, okay.
Because sometimes if the fries aren't good but they're hot, that's kind of enough for me, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
I can't be soggy.
Yeah,
soggy and cold, forget it, man.
Forget it, yeah. You might as well just leave them in the back.
Yes, yes.
All right. Hey, get ready to dial us up here. 740-383-9944. Here comes our trivia questions, giving away a $1 general gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is just answer one of these trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll find out who our winner is. Okay, first question. Who sent the first wireless signal across the English Channel? Who sent the first wireless signal across the English Channel? Who made the world's first phone call back in 1876? Who made the world's first phone call back in 1876? What part of the human body does not grow as an individual ages? What part of the human body does not grow as an individual ages? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Give a shot at one of these trivia questions. Which scientist pioneered electric light and had more than 1,000 patents to his name? Which scientist pioneered electric light and had more than 1,000 patents to his name? Which country has the biggest rail network in terms of track length? Which country has the biggest rail network in terms of track length? Let's find out who's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good. A little chilly, but good.
Yeah, a little chilly here. It is a cool 40-some degrees here in Marion, Ohio.
We had pretty good frost last night, you know, so.
We did. There was a lot of frost on my car in Waldo this morning.
Hopefully we get a freeze and I can stunt the growth of that grass.
Yeah, there you go, so you can quit mowing.
And start the leaves coming down, too.
Right.
You know, so it's not December when you're trying to clean up leaves and
I had a boy stop by my house on Sunday. I've got a half acre down there in Waldo.
Uh-huh.
He said, "You know what? I'll rake up all your leaves and bag them up for $25.
He said, "That well, why don't you start now?"
I said, "You got it, buddy." He said,
right.
"I'll come back when all the leaves are down."
Yep.
And so I got his name and where he lives.
Yeah, no, that's neat that a kid gets out and wants to work.
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot of that.
No, there isn't.
I used to have people walking by the house. A kid would walk by the house pushing his mower. He says, "Hey, you want me to mow your yard for you?" You know?
Oh, yeah.
You never see that anymore.
No, not a whole lot. I was impressed at his work ethic.
Yeah, that's right.
So I said, "Come on back. Yep, come on back. I'll hire you."
Yeah.
So I hope he was heading on down the road hitting different houses.
Yeah.
And, I hope he got some, you know,
I hope
he got a lot of business.
That's great. I think it's the eyeball that never grows.
It is indeed the eyeball that never grows.
That's why those babies look like they got such big eyes.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oftentimes in those newborn pictures, they sure do, don't they?
Right. That's why, because you're the adult-sized eyes in that head, you know.
Right.
All righty, it's getting a little late, so I'll get off and let somebody else call.
Hey, Ernie, it's always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944, you're next. We'll get you up on the air. Hey, the printing press is widely regarded as the most important invention of the modern period. Who invented the printing press? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, bro.
Yes, that's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, how is your day going today?
Good.
Good. Now, how was school?
Very good.
Very good. All right. You must have had a good day. Did you get to study anything new?
Yeah, I studied stuff new.
What all did they have you learn today? Did you learn any of the alphabet today?
Well, guess what I did learn?
What's that?
The safety rolls on the bus.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Well, that's...
It's like the safety to the bus, and guess what? I'm going to the school's farm that the store owns.
You are?
Yeah, in 10 weeks.
In 10 weeks? Wow. All
next
right.
week, actually.
Oh, next week. Okay. Well, that sounds fun. Well, have you been doing any, have you been enjoying the leaves for the fall season, have you?
Yeah.
Been playing in any of the leaves outside?
No.
No, not too much. There's some pretty colors in the trees, isn't there?
Yeah.
Absolutely, for sure. Well,
it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be Christmas before too long. You know how many days it is until Christmas?
How much?
52 days until Christmas.
Whoa.
Yep, it'll be Christmas in 52 days. Santa Claus will be coming to visit you then.
Today's Thanksgiving.
It'll be Thanksgiving before too long. I'm not sure how many days until then, but I know Thanksgiving's getting close. But yep, 52 days until Christmas.
Well,
yes,
Alan
sir.
Did tell me today's Thanksgiving.
Oh, she told you today's Thanksgiving? Well,
yeah.
It's only November 3rd. Thanksgiving's a little bit yet, so you got a little bit to wait for that turkey. But you're going to be having some good turkey and dressing, I'm sure.
Come on, Allie tricked me.
Yeah, she tricked you. Yeah, it's only November the 3rd. But it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, buddy.
Okay.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. How's that sound?
Good.
All right. Good to talk to you, Noah. You take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Hey, you're next on the line at 740-383-9944. The printing press is widely regarded as the most important invention of the modern period. Who invented it? Which bird can fly backwards? Which bird can fly backwards? Born on July 5th, 1996, what creature became the first cloned mammal in the world? Born on July 5th, 1996, what creature became the first cloned mammal in the world? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
That printing press was it Jonas Gutenberg?
Yes, it sure was. How are you today?
All right, I'm just taking my daughter out to get out to eat.
Hey, that sounds good. Where are you going?
Probably Applebee's or somewhere.
Applebee's sounds good. I was just at Applebee's last night. Had a good club sandwich. It was pretty good out there.
Yeah, I love their Parmesan steak.
Oh, that's good, too. Good choice. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got pretty good service out there.
Their ribs are pretty good, too.
Yeah, the ribs are all right as well, yeah. I always have pretty good service out there. I think there's a waitress out there named Allison, and then there's a waiter out there named Ron. They'll really take care of you out there.
Yeah, I was going to tell you what you were talking about, fries and, like, sandwiches. Have you ever been to that Five Burgers and Fries?
I have not.
Oh, my God, you're in for a treat if you go there. They make the fries fresh. Oh, my God, and if Harry there, I know him. This is Ron, by the way.
Ron?
Yep. If you ever have a chance, go there. Oh my God, them burgers are awesome.
I will definitely put that on my list to check it out.
Alright.
Alright, well, I appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy your meal tonight, okay?
Alright, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got Ron, we've got Noah, and we've got Ernie signed up. 4:35 drive time on your afternoon drive on Offbeat News and Trivia. You're next on the phone. Which is the second largest planet in the solar system? Which is the second largest planet in the solar system? Hi, we're on the air.
What is it, the hummingbird?
It is the hummingbird that can fly backwards, absolutely. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I am doing good. And this is Judy C., right?
Right.
All right, Judy C., good to hear from you, and we'll get you all signed up for a chance to win.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. On a U.S. railroad train, what name was used for the car used as an office and as the crew's sleeping quarters? On a U.S. railroad train, what name was used for the car used as an office and as the crew's sleeping quarters? And those are the trivia questions we've got to kick off the program here on a Wednesday afternoon, November the 3rd, the day after Election Day. Did everything go the way you wanted it to go? Well, I hope so. Of course, everybody can't be happy out there, I guess, but hopefully everything went the way you wanted it to go. Hey, if you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, pictures, and much more. radionate.webs.com. Hi, we're on the air. The United States has the biggest railroad system. Well, how are you doing?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I know you're struggling there for a while, but it's good to hear your voice a little bit stronger.
Yeah, it's getting stronger. I've been to two doctors so far this week. More tests Monday, and another doctor towards the end of the month, and then more tests next month, trying to figure out where I'm at.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully everything goes good for you.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Mr. David, you just take it easy, and you just keep getting better and better, all right?
All right.
Okay, we'll get you signed up.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. David giving us a call here at 4:38 on a Wednesday afternoon. We are streaming online, too, at our website for the radio station at www.gh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we've done here on Wednesday afternoon and everybody's shows, too. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, is home on the Internet, WWGH1071.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Did Bell make the first telephone call?
Right. Absolutely. Very good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we've got some interesting facts here for you, and I keep calling in. We'll get you right up on the air with these trivia questions. We'll be back with more of these trivia questions here. I'll read these questions again coming up momentarily. Right now, I have 10 facts about apples. You know, it's been apple season, and it's kind of apple season right now. I've got 10 facts about apples to share with you after we take this next phone call. Hi, we're on the air.
Caboose.
That is correct. That's what they use for the sleeping quarters. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Now, is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right, Miss April. It's good to hear from you today. And your day going pretty good?
Oh, yes, except for right now. These kids are going nuts.
Are they? Oh, boy. Got to keep them all corralled, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a full-time job in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I guess I better let you get back at it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. Yep, watching kids is a full-time job, for sure, absolutely. Hey, apples are actually part of the rose family, just like pears and plums. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the U.S. There are more than 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world. It takes 2 pounds of apples to make 1 9-inch apple pie. Apples ripen up to 10 times faster when you leave them out when you refrigerate them. Ever wonder why apples float? It's because 25% of their volume is made up by air. On average, apples contain 4.5 grams of fiber. Apples are grown in all 50 states. Pomology is the science of apple growing. Apples can range in size from as small as a cherry to as big as a grapefruit. Also, apples are high in vitamin C, A, iron, calcium, and potassium, which are important components in helping to control heart rate and blood pressure. And I happen to eat an apple a day for lunch, an apple and a banana and a yogurt. Usually what's on the menu for lunch? Something kind of simple, for sure. And I have our usual offbeat fun facts here. A single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto. Hershey's Kisses are named that because the kissing sound that the deposit chocolate makes as it falls from the machine on the conveyor belt makes a little kissing sound as it comes out of the machine as it's made at the Hershey factory. If you cut down a cactus in Arizona, you'll be penalized up to 25 years in jail. It is similar to cutting down a protected tree species. The Buddha, commonly depicted in statues and pictures as a different person entirely. The real Buddha was actually incredibly skinny because of self-deprivation. In Colorado, USA, there is still an active volcano. It last erupted the same time as the pyramids were being built in Egypt. And the first movie ever to put out a motion picture soundtrack was Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. So there you go. Those are your offbeat facts and some facts about apples here as we roll along on Offbeat News and Trivia on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion's Talking Place. And now we have some offbeat news. I've got three stories for you. Coming up, men pass giant beach ball 673 times for Guinness World Record. A boa constrictor found in the bushes behind a Chicago area home. And right now, a California family's Halloween decorations prompted calls to 911 about a house on fire. But the flames and smoke were merely a festive special effect. Carmen and Travis Long drew attention to their Riverside home on Halloween when passers-by confused the orange lights in their windows and fog from a smoke machine for an actual blaze. The display prompted calls to 911 from concerned witnesses, but the local fire department was aware of the display and assured callers that it was all special effects. Firefighters were previously called to the Longs' home to investigate the 2020 version of the display, which included a smaller-scale fire effect. The Longs said the faux fire, like the rest of their Halloween display, was inspired by the Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean amusement park ride. Now this, a serial Guinness World Record breaker in Idaho teamed up with his brother and a friend to break the record for most giant beach ball passes in 3 minutes. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, teamed up with his brother, Jonathan Rush, and a friend, John Morse, to pass the giant beach ball 673 times in the 3-minute time limit. The team broke the previous record of 345. David Rush said Guinness allowed for teams to have up to 25 members, but he determined it would be faster to use a smaller team. Rush said the record was a first for his brother and for Morse. And finally, police in a Chicago suburb are trying to find the owner of a large boa constrictor found in the bushes behind a home. The Niles Police Department said a landscaper doing work behind a Niles home found the large snake slithering under a bush. Sarah Ruane, a snake expert at Chicago's Field Museum, identified the snake as a boa constrictor. She said the reptile was likely a pet that escaped or was abandoned by its owner. Police said they are now trying to find the big snake's owner. The discovery came just 2 weeks after a ball python was found slithering under a car at the Herrick Lake Forest Preserve in nearby DuPage County. Authorities said they do not believe the two snake discoveries are related. There's your offbeat stack for this Wednesday, November the 3rd. 4:46 is the time. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you so much to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. By the way, there's going to be a big Thanksgiving dinner, a neighborhood supper drive-through, Tuesday, November 23rd, 4:30 to 6:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The menu, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, a veggie, rolls, pumpkin dessert, and even a bottled water. Everybody is welcome. Come and be fed. You just pull up, tell them how many meals you want. They load you right up and you're on your way. I would suggest that you get there early for sure. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Dollar General gift card here at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win this gift card. And here's the questions that we have for you. Who sent the first wireless signal across the English Channel? Who sent the wireless signal across the English Channel? The first wireless signal. Which scientist pioneered electric light and had more than 1,000 patents to his name? Which scientist pioneered electric light and had more than 1,000 patents to his name? The printing press is widely regarded as the most important invention of the modern period. Who invented it? You know what? We actually had that question answered, and I forgot to mark that out. So there we go. We got that one marked out now. Never mind on that one. Born on July 5th, 1996, what creature became the first cloned mammal in the world? Born on July 5th, 1996, what creature became the first cloned mammal in the world? Which is the second largest planet in the solar system? Which is the second largest planet in the solar system? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm here at the IX.
Yes, sir.
I got my Edison.
Right.
The electric light.
I'm talking about Edison with the electric light. Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yes. I've been going to get you, I've been busy.
Been busy. Well, I'm glad you got through, buddy.
Yes.
Have they been taking care of you?
Never mind. Anyway, you have a good week. Enjoy yourself. I'm glad you and your wife had a nice little weekend. So, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. There's Bob in the drawing there, and hopefully he's doing better. He's been under the weather, too. Bob and David both been under the weather, so hopefully they're getting better. Hey, 5 minutes to go until we do our drawing. Here's another page of trivia here we'll pass along to you. What did Ben Franklin discover? He discovered several things, but what is one thing he is known to have discovered? Which of the founding fathers devised bifocal glasses and designed an improvised fireplace? 89% of water is made up of which element? 89% of water is made up of which element? What was the name of the first cloned mammal in the world? Earlier here we had, what was the first cloned mammal? Well, what was its name? Which planet is famous for its great red spot? Which planet is famous for its great red spot? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. We would love for you to give us a call here and get signed up for a chance to win this drawing that we're going to do in 4 minutes. It's a $5 gift card to Dollar General. We'll send this in the mail to you. And I get this right away in the mail. We'll put it in tomorrow's mail, and hopefully you'll have it by the weekend or Monday, or just as soon as the mail can get there. Hey, you know, today is a holiday. Yes, it is. It is Japanese Culture Day. Japanese Culture Day. It's also National Homemaker Day. So thank you to all the homemakers out there. Also, it's National Housewife Day. Also happens to be National Sandwich Day. Go and have yourself a good sandwich. I don't know what's on the menu for supper tonight. Maybe it's a sandwich. Who knows? And it's also National Stress Awareness Day. Be aware of that stress. You know, stress can cause a lot of problems for sure. So be aware of that stress for sure. So happens to be a holiday for sure. Well, I've got something interesting to share. Did think Coca-Cola tastes better at McDonald's than anywhere else? Well, it actually might. The fast food giant uses more syrup in their Coke to allow for a better soda-to-water ratio as ice melts. They also use a slightly wider straw than most other fast food places to allow more flavor to reach the taste buds. And then during the Great Depression, there was a group of horse-riding librarians who delivered books to people in remote areas. They were called the Book Women and were part of a government program. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Hey, if you try to call, give me a call back here. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Hi, we're on the air.
How about electricity for Ben Franklin?
Yeah, electricity. Yes, sir. How are you today?
Oh, I'm kicking.
Yes,
how about
sir.
You?
I'm doing the same. Wishing it was a little warmer, but other than that, I don't have a lot of complaints.
Yeah, I got a couple of yards to do, but I'm waiting later this weekend to try to let a few more things fall and get the grass a little higher, and then hopefully the last time this year.
Right. Yep, and then we can winterize those mowers. Unless you use your mower for a snow pusher, a snow plow.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard if you didn't have no pull to it.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
Yeah, I got two snow blowers.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. We do the old-fashioned shoveling, you know, get out there and shovel. My dad has a snow blower, too. I suppose I could borrow it, but then I'd have to figure out how to get his trailer out, and it'd probably be more trouble than it's worth by the time I'd just go out and shovel. Plus, I suppose the exercise is good for me.
Yeah, that's what I like, too, about that, but when it gets, you know, deeper than my big driveway and stuff, and it kind of gets a little bit too much for shoveling.
Yeah, oh, I know it.
Double driveway. So
oh, boy,
pretty
yeah.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely need something bigger to take care of that for you.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, when you advertised that meal down there at the church there the other day, at chili and stuff, that was pretty dang good.
Oh, did you go down there and check that out?
Yeah, that was great. Really
oh,
nice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, wasn't that chili good?
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, man, I don't know what all they did to make that chili so good, but it was good chili.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had the banana pudding even.
Yeah, that was a nice, that banana pudding down there was a nice touch, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good treat.
Yeah, if you can, that Thanksgiving dinner coming up, that'll be a good one.
Yeah. Well, my boy's been sick, so I got him, Bill, you know, and he called me and wanted to know where I got it, and I told him, he said, that's one of the best chilies he's ever tasted.
Oh yeah, it's it was some good stuff. And yeah. I like Wendy's chili, but this wasn't quite as spicy as Wendy's. It just had a had a real good flavor.
Right, right. But anyhow, I mentioned that to you.
So. Oh, I'm glad you went down. That makes me happy. I'm sure they were glad to see you.
Yeah, I get most of my advertisements over here, off of here, so I know what to do, and I tell all my friends.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Word of mouth is the best advertisement.
Yeah, well, I'm past your draw time, so I better get off of here.
Hey, thanks for calling, Ralph.
Yeah, I'll be safe going home now.
Hey, all right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ralph right there getting signed up for a chance to win. It's now time to do our drawing. Time to find out who the winner is going to be. Let's mix everybody up here and see. And the winner today would be none other than... I got everything sticking together. Ron, you're my winner, and Ron, I don't have your address to send this to you, so if you can call me back as soon as the show goes off the air at 5 o'clock, and I will get your address and send this in the mail to you, all right, Ron? And hopefully you didn't go to the restaurant already, and hopefully you still got your radio on. And I can get your address just as soon as I go off the air here at 5 o'clock. So just wait for me to sign off and call me, 740-383-9944, and I will get your address and send it through the mail to you. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, yeah.
It's 677 Silver Street.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to put that out there or not.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Okay. All right, buddy. I will get that sent out to you.
Okay. All right. What did I win?
You won a gift card to Dollar General.
Okay.
So I hope you can use it.
Oh, yeah, I will with the holidays coming up and stuff. So.
Good deal.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Got that all taken care of. Hey, we got just enough time for our ladies' corner, and we have a recipe for you. And today it's banana pudding fluffy salad. Banana pudding fluffy salad. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Two packages, 3.4 ounces each of Jell-O vanilla flavor instant pudding, 3 cups cold milk, 1 tub of Cool Whip, 4 cups banana slices, about 4 bananas divided, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2.5 cups mini vanilla wafers divided, 2 cups of jet puffed miniature marshmallows divided. Here's how to make it. Beat pudding mixes and milk in large bowl with a whisk. 2 minutes. Stir in 2.5 cups of Cool Whip. Place bananas in large bowl. Add lemon juice. Mix lightly. Reserve 1/2 cup each bananas and wafers and 1/4 cup marshmallows for later use. Add remaining bananas, wafers, and marshmallows to pudding mixture. Mix lightly. Top with remaining Cool Whip, and reserve bananas, wafers, and marshmallows. Refrigerate 2 hours. Again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/RadioNate. It'll be there with a picture, and you can let me know how it is. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here, head on down the road to Waldo. Again, you can catch me every Wednesday, 4:15 until 5 o'clock for offbeat news and trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. You all have a good evening. Stay tuned. There's great programming straight ahead. This is WWGHLPFM Marion, Ohio, 107.1.
I'm familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1.